I know you know that the Lord is worthy of your praise. Come on. Ah, glory. Come on. Now let him know that he's worthy of your praise. Come on now. Lift up your hands. Just begin to magnify the Lord. Come on. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on. Just begin to magnify. Come on now. Come on now. Just magnify the Lord. He's worthy. Come on now. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Come on now. Woo, glory. Come on. His shot. Come on now. It's Friday. You have another opportunity to give him praise. Come on now. You have another opportunity to magnify the Lord. David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, for he has pleasure in the prosperity of his people. Come on now. The Lord gets pleasure. He gets joy seeing you prosper. Oh my God. He gets joy. So when you begin to praise God, you begin to activate the power of God in your life. Psalms 22 says that God inhabits the praise of his people. Come on now. Allow God, give God permission, high glory, to get involved in what you're dealing with. Allow God to have permission to intervene on your behalf. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. Come on now. Allow God to intervene. You must give him permission. David said, he said, God inhabits. The word inhabitus in Hebrew means married to. So he's in covenant with your praise. Come on, somebody. Oh, I wish. Ah, glory. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me. Come on now. He's in covenant with your praise. I'm going to say it again. He's married to your praise. Can I get someone to agree with me? Can I just get someone to type, it is so? Come on now. See, when you say it is so, that means you agree. Come on. Get it. Get it. Get it. Ha, glory. His shot. Woo. I will bless him. I will. I set my will to bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually, consistently, and diligently be in my mouth. This is why David was so effective. He just didn't praise or magnify God when everything was going good. Oh my God. See, that's it right there. See, you want to be one of those good time praisers. But can you praise God when you're getting hit with hell, high water, and the kitchen sink? Oh, come on now. Hisha. Woo. Jesus never said if the storms were coming. He said when they come. Come on now. You've got the power to shout, peace, be still. Why? Because he gave you power and dominion. He gave you dominion, power, and authority over the earth, over the earth. He said, let them have dominion over the fish, the fowl, the cattle, over creeping things, and over all the earth. Oh, come on, somebody. See, I'm just teaching you the basics. I'm just telling you what the words say. And if I can get you to agree with me and type, I receive it, it is so, we can get on with this thing today. Come on out. Hey, glory, shout to thee. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Someone's going to get it today. Woo, my God, my God. Mm-mm-mm. Let's go to the word. Amen. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind. Speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere. This atmosphere has been energized, activated, cleansed, and woo, and wow, turned to full force by the anointing, the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. Come on now, get it. Come on now. Jesus just wants you to receive what he promised you. Come on. Get it right now. So, first of all, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Yes, I said sons, okay, because you are the divine offspring of God. And ladies, you know when I say sons, it has nothing to do with gender, but everything to do with your covenant birthright, connection, and inheritance from your Father in heaven. Jesus said, pray like this, our Father, okay? Come on, he said, our Father. He didn't say our God. He said, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, he is God, but we are his offspring. So he created us as children of the Most High God. See, oh my God, okay. Psalms 82, and we might as well get there so that way we can go ahead and start this thing. Psalms 82, amen. Someone type, I'm a son, it is so. Psalms 82, let me type this in because I want you to have the scriptures, amen, so you can go back and meditate on them. The Lord said, meditate on my word day and night, and whithersoever you go, as you shall prosper and have good success. He said, Joshua, meditate. He said, I'll keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. Meditate on the word. Psalms 82, verse 6. I have said, past tense, ye are gods. You are gods, little g. This word gods in the Hebrew is Elohims, okay? Little gods. And all of you are what? Children of the Most High. The Most High in the Hebrew is El Elyon, the Most High. He is the authority of God's kingdom, El Elyon. So, and you are children of the Most High. If you're a child of God, then you are the offspring, his divine offspring. So that way you have a right to the inheritance. Oh my God. Listen, get this word today that you are a son of God. You've been given power, dominion, and authority in and over the earth. And your Father in heaven is going to make sure that every need is supplied. Oh, come on, somebody. Hey, glory. Come on, get this right now. Father, right now, I thank you. Less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful to give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, listen, we had just completed over the weekend the Feast of Passover, which is God's first celebration, his first feast in the season, okay? He said that this would be the beginning of months. This would be a memorial to remember that this is the beginning when I brought you out of Egypt. This is also the indicator when God is bringing you out of bondage. Anything that's trying to keep you in bondage, shackled down, limited, okay? Then God says, I am come down to deliver you. So listen, you are in a set time. It's called a Moad or a Moadim, okay? You are in a set time where God puts his favor on your life. Psalms 102, let's go there. Good morning, Eric. Amen, amen. Come on, Psalms 102. Let's get this. Psalms 102. Like I said, I got about 2 or 3 minutes and I'm gonna let you go to enjoy your Friday morning. Amen. Psalms 102, verse 13. It says, you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time, okay, to favor her, favor his divine presence and influence on your life. Yes, the set time, the Moadim, the appointed time is come, is represents present tense. So if you will take this word today and apply it, he will be a present help in a time of need today. Come on, somebody. Listen, you are in this time of favor. You are in this time where God is saying that, listen, if you will do what I tell you to do in this time and season, I know how to prosper you and make sure that every need is supplied to overflowing. God wants to make sure that you don't just have enough. He wants you to have more than enough. Why? Because this season is dictated by El Elyon, the Most High God, the All Authority, and El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Why? Because when he brought them out of Egypt, he said, I'm taking you to a land that flowing, ing, continual, with milk and honey, a large land, a great land. He took it from the enemies of God. Oh, come on, somebody. God is taking, he's preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. You shall not be in want. He maketh you to lie down in green pastures. He leads you by the still water. He prepares a table. Your table has been set. But listen, here's what you got to understand, that God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Until you sow a seed, you can't reap a harvest. No seed, no harvest. Amen. See, God wants to set you up in this season, because this season of favor will activate the hundredfold in your life. Come on now. This season of favor is going to activate the hundredfold. Let's go here. Genesis chapter 26. Look at what God says. He says, then Isaac sold in that land. Isaac sold in that land in that time. Oh, you know what? Let's just go up a little bit. Verse 2. And the Lord appeared unto Isaac and said unto him, do not go down to Egypt. Okay. Dwell in the land that I will tell you. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you, and I will bless you. For unto you and to your seed, unto you and to your seed, I will give all these countries, plural, and I will perform the oath that I told Abraham your father. I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of the heaven. Woo, in all of these countries, and in thy seed shall all these nations of the earth be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice. Now, we already said that 2024 is your season of obedience to new beginnings. See, when you understand God's way of doing things, God's kingdom, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. See, when you do what God tells you, then God has to do his promise. Okay? So now, go down to verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land, in the land that God told him to go to. And he received in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And he waxed great. And he went forward. And he grew until he became very great. Verse 17. Verse 14. And he had many possessions of flocks and herds and a great store of servants, and the Philistines, the world, envied him because God prepared a table for Isaac in front of his enemies. Listen, if you will sow into the land that God has designated, if you've been receiving from this enemy, from this ministry, and then this is the ground that God wants you to sow in. If this ground has been feeding you, if this word has been feeding you, sow into that land so you can receive your hundredfold. Oh, my God. See, it's the season to receive your hundredfold. Someone type, it's my season. Oh, come on now. It's my season. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me. So listen, sow your seed. Do the new beginning seed. Amen. 88-88 or 188-88. You can also do the 2024 seed, which is the seed of this season of 2024, your obedience to new beginnings. Sow it into the ministry using the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. You can also use the Zelle and go from your account into the ministry account by using our Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com. Or if you want to receive the prophet's reward, then use my Cash App at $MDBryant. Amen. And the Bible says that you will receive what is called in Hebrew the you, because you saw the teruma, God will make sure that everything is taken care of. Ah, glory. Come on, somebody. I wish I had somebody with me. So you see, Father, I thank you. You said that Isaac sowed in that land and he received in the same year 100-fold. As they sow into this ground, oh God, I declare and decree the 100-fold over their life. In the same year, in the same dispensation, in the same month, 100-fold from the north, south, east, and west. I declare it done, and it is so. Listen, don't miss Sunday morning. We're getting closer and closer to celebrating the next feast, which is the Feast of Pentecost. We're going to be live and in person. I'll tell you more on Sunday morning. Be blessed.